in 1 Samuel chapter 12, God shows that he is faithful to his covenant with Israel by the men that he gives to lead and in the mercy that he displays. But we're also going to need a miracle. We need a miracle to show us our true condition and lead us to repentance. How is it that hard-hearted people like you and me ever realize our need for a Savior, ever realize the grace of God? It's a miracle of God that it happens. You see, what Samuel is doing is accusing the people of God, the Israelites, of sin. They have rejected God and they have exalted Saul. They believe they are on their way to being a great and mighty nation. But Samuel stops the party and he says, "You have acted sinfully in asking for a king like the other nations. And if you can't trust that I'm speaking honestly and truthfully to you, then maybe you will take heed from this miracle." And so Samuel tells the Israelites that God will bring forth thunder and rain right then. And this would be like us experiencing a snowstorm in the middle of July. It was the word of God, and it was the work of God that brought the people to fear and repentance in that moment. Are you not thankful that the word of God worked a miracle on your stony heart? The Holy Spirit drew you in, softened your heart towards God, hardened your heart towards sin, and made you new. Miracle of miracles. As you pray today, please remember Charles Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Sukuma Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.